Om Shanti. So first of all, just like to thank Shireen for that little exercise. Did you enjoy that? I think so. It was great. I was thinking after Marcella was mentioning how good it felt to be able to complain as much as you want and no one could say anything. I thought maybe a good strategy for centers is one role for a BK is we just have one BK who's dedicated. They just sit there in silence. They never say anything. And whoever wants to complain just goes. I think it'd be a very useful role. Pardon? One day in the month. Just before we move on, I thought that we, over the few days, we started on the 26th, so we've been going for 6 days. There have been some new center coordinators who've joined us. So I just wondered, who has come in the last maybe 3 or 4 days? Do you want to stand up, please? Those who've just arrived. Please, so let's welcome those who've just come. Give them a warm welcome. As you may notice, this is a very organic retreat. People are coming and people are going. But anyway, it's all lovely. And can I just say, is anyone leaving today or tomorrow? I know Connie is going. Anyone else? So anyway, we'll say goodbye to Connie now. She's leaving after lunch today. We now have a very interesting presentation. Yes, I did remember. And before we have the very interesting presentation, we have a very lovely song from our dear brother Nitin, who lives here. He's in the security department and has become quite famous for his songs and his impersonations. But today it will be his song. So welcome, Nitin.
उगले सुबह का सूरज सोना उगले सुबह का सूरज चांदी बरसे रातों में मन भावन वो स्वर्णिम भारत मन भावन वो स्वर्णिम भारत आन बसा है आंखों में सोना उगले सुबह का सूरज
So thank you, Nitin. Do you want to translate something, gentlemen? I think most of us caught that. What he was just saying is that it's like in heaven the elements serve us and bring happiness to everybody. Is that enough? Okay, we're going to move on because time is calling us, and I'm going to introduce Brother Renaud from the south of France, and he's going to give us a very interesting presentation. Some of you may not know that we're going to be involved in the United Nations Conference on Climate Change at the end of this year in Copenhagen, and it's a reappraisal of the Kyoto Protocol. So they're going to look at all that and see where we're at and what we need to do. So Renaud's going to tell us a little bit about that, but also maybe how we as BKs, this is a huge issue in the world, what can we do locally about climate change. So there's some very interesting ideas. Afterwards, Sister Moini is then going to share some thoughts, and Sister Genty, and we'll open it for questions. So welcome to Brother Renaud.
Om Shanti. I wish I make it the Latin American way because it opens everyone's heart very much when, as we have seen just before. Okay, let me tell you a little story. If you come to the south of France one day, I'll take you to a place where we have a shepherd bees, a bee shepherd. And when you reach that place, you may see coaches coming with children, 40 children, schools coming to visit his place because it is an eco-friendly shepherd bee place. And there are solar panels, etc. And one of the beehive is made of glass. So you can see inside the beehive what's going on. And the children are so fascinated just to see all these thousands of bees working together. But there's another place in a little corner of the house which is quite fantastic and gives us a nice example of how our consciousness can work on the environment. It's a very dry area in the south of France, and so for the bees to drink, he has a little tank with polystyrene, white polystyrene, floating on the water, and the bees, they just sit on the polystyrene and they drink. And what he does, he puts his hand below the polystyrene, and the bees goes into his hand, and they drink water in his hand. And of course, the little children are fascinated. And with the permission of the teacher, some of them put their hand in the water, takes the water, and the bees do not attack. They just sit in the hand of the little kids, and they drink the water. So this is also something from Golden Age, maybe, where nature is very close to us and does not harm us. So this is the right brain story about the bees. Now I will present to you the follow-up of the Kyoto Protocol, which will be reappraised next December in Copenhagen, where all the countries will meet. So that's a bit left brain, so shift. And then we come back to the right brain with what we can do as BKs. So Kyoto Protocol, for those who do not know, started in 11 December. Oops, this is very quick. So after the Earth Summit, and it took place in Kyoto, Japan, and in 2008, 83 parties, that is nations, have ratified the Kyoto Protocol. And this shows in green the countries which have ratified, in yellow those who have signed but not ratified, and not signed, non-ratified in gray, and not signed in red. So, US, as we know. But things are changing. So what is the content of the Kyoto Protocol? Because we all speak about the Kyoto Protocol, about all these things, about environment. So the main content is this. It is to stabilize the greenhouse gas concentration in the atmosphere. And there are four main gases which are described here. The CO2, which everyone has heard about because it's the global message, stop CO2. There is also CH4, which is gas, the gas we use for cooking, global, more or less. And then nitrogen oxide, which is hilarious gas, but it's also used for aerosol propeller. And then there is sulfur hexafluoride, or hexafluoride, which is used for electricity and for isolation or in electricity and different things in industry. And then there are two other groups of gases. And so the results, the request from the Kyoto Protocol is for industrial countries to diminish their production of these gases by 5.2% compared to 1990. And European nations have to go by 8%, USA 7, Japan 6, Russia 0. It's the question. These figures have been built in comparison to the size of the country and the industry of the country, of course. So this is the main content of the Kyoto Protocol. You can download it on the web. It's a 20 to 25 pages document. It explains all these things in more details, but there's not much more in terms of real content. So the environment cause is a very, very beautiful tool for service. It can help us and give us the opportunity to contact hundreds of people, because now all over the world, everybody is concerned by the message that the media, the politics, everyone wants to work out something for the climate change problem and the state of the environment, the condition of the environment. So for us, first of all, we have heard, and the song reminded us that Daddy G became the conqueror of the five element. And so to work on these matters, also deal with the five elements, serving the five elements, mainly to develop a totally non-violent attitude, because all the things of heavy industry and pollution have to do with violence towards the five elements. The BKs were present at the earthquake around Butch. You may remember that when Baba asked the BK if they've just been rescuing people and feeding people. And he added that it was not just this to be done, but also to give peace of mind to the souls who had been affected by this disaster. So this is also a way to serve at the time of need and emergency. And the third aspect... Om Shanti. And the third aspect, so in this on the subject, is that our speciality is to relate, we can relate the state of the environment to our consciousness, so we bring it to spirituality. And I'm sure that in many organizations people will be interested by this approach, because they're doing so much at the physical level, and I'm not sure that the results are at the level of their expectation and the needs. So we can bring a new, we can open a new door, without speaking directly about spirituality, but taking them step by step. So now I present to you quickly with a few slides what's going to happen, what it is, this project of Copenhagen. It's called COP15. It means the 15th conference of the parties. Parties means the governments, political representatives. So that's the number 14th will take place in July or August in the summertime, and the 15th will take place in Copenhagen from 7th to 18th December. And that will be the reappraisal, the reevaluation of the Kyoto Protocol. So the context, COP15, 15th conference, ministers and officials from 192 countries meet, an NGO forum is being organized during the meeting by local NGOs sponsored by the Danish government. This is not already completely fixed, but this is what will happen most probably. And this is for this NGO conference, or forum, that we want to have a stand. And the second thing is we have the possibility to attend the COP15, that is the conference of the parties, as an NGO observer, observing NGO. And we are applying these days, preparing the file to apply. We are not a green organization as an NGO, so it requires a lot of documents to show all the things we have been doing in terms of environment to justify that we can attend that conference. So the three levels of participation: UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, the NGO Forum, and our specialty, raising awareness on environmental friendly lifestyle, which is one of the most common words we use now in our language. So why should the BK participate? This is part of the workshop we had. So the coordination of this project is by Sister Sonia, who is in Copenhagen. and three brothers are helping, two from Holland, Brother Arnold and Brother Louis, who will be coming after a few days, and myself. So we had a 2 days workshop together in Copenhagen in January, and these are the things we have been thinking about, how we have been churning and how we prepared this presentation and proposed the participation of the BKs. So again, to stimulate, help participants to the forum to make the connection between consciousness and the state of the planet, raise awareness of how self-transformation and action based on spiritual values, such as non-violence, respect, contribute to a change in the environment, and encourage spiritual empowerment of the individual to enable lasting changes in lifestyle. It's common, but we can have that more input of spirituality on it, on top. So what is our initiative? Underlying principles? Brother Arnold had a very beautiful thought when we were having that workshop together. He said, people measure a footprint, which is actually our negative impact on the environment, what we produce in terms of pollution, wastage. And if you go on websites, you can measure that for yourself. I did it recently, and if 6 billion people would behave like I do, we need 1.6 Earth. And I'm not a big I do not pollute so much, I think. But just the fact that I take the plane once or twice in the year. So this is a negative impact on the environment. And what we propose is to measure our positive impact. What we do. For example, how much do I walk? How much do I use a bicycle? You know, to go more in that direction. To be proactive instead. Because, you know, we live in a time of crisis where people constantly have to, you know, to make one more hole to their belt, because we have to diminish our expenses, and everything is, the life is more and more expensive, etc. So if we ask also people to diminish, do less, now we want them to do more for the environment and not less. So this is a positive approach. And working for the environment can be very beautiful, because you feel your life is valuable. You do something which is right. You do something which helps. And it's a very positive feeling. And the third aspect was that each center is responsible for choosing its own level of engagement. That is, you have to take this project for you, for your center, and make it grow and use it as much as you wish and you can. So, suggested activities. So, green workshops for BK centers, for BKs, first of all. It will train BKs to facilitate those workshops. And these workshops can become public. It can be retreats, or it can be one-day workshop. And the third is the concept of creating a great green, a positive footprint, and not measuring the negative impact. So a few ideas about the green workshops. And the first one for BKs is it's a get-together. It's in your center. It can be national, or it can be teachers of a country. And then just like for global functioning, you reproduce it in each center. To share background information and context on climate change. Then why should we do this? Ask just yourself, be very sincere, open. Why should we do this? What is our concern? So it's brainstorming. And then what are the actions that we can do, that we want to do, which seem relevant to us related to this issue? And if one of the actions leads to some major change or affect the life of the center, of course, get approval from your NC or eventually RC, but do things smoothly and nicely at all level in all respects. So five topics for workshops came. Simplifying our needs so we use everything from Mother Earth in a worthwhile way. So inspired from Baba's Moolya of the 31st. Learning to respect and care for the environment and share your resources. The link between our inner and outer climate. Understanding the effect of our vibrations on the environment. Fourth, a spiritual response to possible emergencies. The beneficial effect of a vegetarian diet on the environment. Some of these workshops have already a content, but all your suggestions are welcome. I will speak about that aspect a little bit after a little while. These workshops, these five workshops, are at the moment the position of the BKs. We have requested a few persons who are expert in environment questions to write a position paper for the Brahma Kumaris to attend the conference at the end of the year, and that position paper will be according to these themes. So this is the spirit. After the position, this is the spirit. So am I fresh and green or cloudy-minded? For my words, are my words like a green, cool breeze? For my deeds, did I travel in a green way today? How much green was there in my plate? Where shall I spend my next beautiful green time out? Can I count my green acts of love for Mother Earth today? This is the spirit. Some additional ideas. The green thoughts for the day or the week that will be soon available. We are working on these subjects. And again, your suggestions, your proposals are most welcome. Dedicate time for a green meditation so that you can have 10-15 minutes more. We can have 10-15 minutes more every day. So remember Green Baba? In the garden. Regional green retreats and training for BKs and close contacts and environmentally sustainable living. A green BK website dedicated to share information. So, the website, we hope this website, there will be a phase one website which will tell us what are the needs and requirements for that website. And I think it will be ready before the end of April. It will be a blog. It's not complicated to do, a blog just. And according to all the information that come up and the information we need to send to you, we will know exactly how to work out a more complete website. But this is already in preparation. So, BKWSU position, which means where we are now in our family, in our institution. Where are we with green activities? So, Brahma Kumari is a leading organization in India using renewable energies, especially solar energy. So, Abu, ORC, Delhi, Hyderabad, and many other centers. The engineer branch of Sparks has conducted a series of programs all over the country, and recently they had a very, very big conference in New Delhi in Vigyan Bhavan. Maybe you heard about Vigyan Bhavan, but that's the biggest hall in India for a big, big conference. When you have a conference in Vigyan Bhavan, all the press come, TV, radio, newspapers, ministers are very open to come and speak. So it was a very big thing which was covered by most media in India. You have seen when you go to the dining hall, in the stairs, the huge poster, Green the Earth. So in India they're doing a lot of things, very interesting things on this subject. And there's a new project which is being prepared for Shantivan. I will present it very quickly also to you because I have a few informations. Plus, this is the map of India, and all the red spots are places in India where you have solar energy or solar cooking kits and environmental friendly activities taking place. So it's good. You will have the possibility to download this complete presentation with the RapidShare link in the coming weeks, I would say, 2 weeks maybe. So that's the new project in Shantivan. It's huge, mega huge. It would provide complete electricity to the whole of Shantivan. Shantivan would be totally self-sufficient in energy. You imagine 750 big dishes, and not the ones you have on the roofs here, but they are 2 to 3 times bigger, almost 60 square meter. And for those who have time, you can see one of them, which is now being tested in Didi Manmohini complex at the back. If you walk there, you have to go to the garage, and there's one of these big dishes. Here is a picture. So you see the three brothers standing below. So that's the size of the dish. And the magnifying glass in front is just a monster. And there will be 750 of these big dishes. This is the plan. And the place where they will be is a huge parcel of land which is bigger than Shantivan, and behind Shantivan and Manmohini complex. Huge, huge. So rows of 100 dishes like this will be there. So that's the plan, the map. I'm doing a sort of an audit, because this is part of my Lokik job, of the green activities in Abu. And these are the things I have discovered, which I'm checking to see how it works, and it's very interesting. We are in a few dozen or 20 years ago, India would be called a poor country, so people have this natural sanskar to recycle everything. Like they recycle the cooking oil to produce soap. They take all the waste from the vegetables we chop in the morning to feed the cattle, or to do compost for the organic agriculture in Shantivan. So I don't know if it's 100%, but a lot of it is naturally recycled for these things. So it's good also. The IT team, I met some of the brothers from the IT team. They are very open for recommendations, like we could have a nice statement at the bottom of each of our emails. Do not print if not necessary. Save the forest. These are suggestions we can have, and all of us, we can think about all these things and propose different things which show as a reality that we are eco-friendly organization. And yesterday I was actually visiting Global Hospital to see what they do with their waste, because in Western countries or in modern countries, cities, the wastage from hospitals is very, very dangerous and very, very much tracked by for security, safety, and health. There's been a huge accident happening in Gujarat, I think, last week, where 50 people died due to infectious material that had been thrown away without being cleansed properly. Needles and things like that, black market equipment. So that's quite sad. And yesterday I was checking that at the Global Hospital here, and I saw how they burn everything, how they clean and neutralize all the linen, cloth, and also the, you know, when you have a wound and you throw away these bandages, thank you. all bandages and needles, all everything is burned, and for the plastic, it's cleansed in chlorine for 24 hours with that much percentage according to the recommendations, and then a specific company comes and take these things in special bags, so it's eco-friendly, and they have two waste water treatment plants at Global Hospital, just like here in Gyan Sarovar, so that the wastewater is recycled also. So this is quite advanced, even compared to modern countries. Not all modern countries do all these things. Many, many chemical industries, small labs, they just throw away part of their wastes in the city, wastewater, which is totally forbidden. So other places, not just India, but other places, in Brazil, there is a new retreat center which has been planned in an eco-friendly way. Peace Village also, it's not mentioned here. Casa San Gam in Italy, 70 hectares of land with organic agriculture. And within 2 years, Piero told me the other day, 250 square hectares. And solar panels and heating, many things in Casa San Gam are arranged as an eco-friendly lifestyle. So these are pictures of the place, and you're most welcome there, by the way. Last year, or 2 years ago, we started to think about an environment chart in France. And that is the environment chart. So it's 2 years ago. It's not totally in the spirit of what we are doing now, but it's also something very nice. When I was preparing this presentation, I was thinking, imagine we go to Denmark, to Copenhagen, and on our stand we have maybe 50 or 100 different environment charts from each country. It would be so nice. We have them printed this big, and people can see what we practically do. We may have just 5 or 10 also, and share the same, also same the same chart for environment. So here it's avoiding to sort out wastages, to recycle waste, to support organic agriculture and vegetarianism. So with an attitude of, and each center is engaged to follow, to obey to these principles. So this can be much more refined, and if you think of new points to add to this chart, that can be shared on the website, and each country or each place can create his environment chart. Something which could be very appreciated also is that in every country, according to the size, there is one, two or more green coordinators to exchange with the steering group from Copenhagen, also to work on the workshops, to train people, to facilitate the workshop as a start, and to gather the informations from their country and exchange with us. So this person will be involved and will help adopting a spiritually eco-loving footprint. We'll work as a team with NCs, CCs, etc. Inspire green workshops, point of contact for the green team, not the dream team, the green team. Many people play basketball. Reports about news to be shared with the family via the website, and do some research to contact green organization for service. I very, very strongly believe that we can contact a lot of people. Everyone in the world is aware and willing to do something for the environment. And we won't ask for money. And that's quite unique also. By the way, if some want to help constructing the new project in Shantivan, they're most welcome. Now, it's interesting because if we contact organizations who are constructing these kind of big dishes and things, and if they see the project, they may like it very much because it's quite unique and huge, and it will be their pride to be part of it also. So it's really good to introduce this project to them. Brother Golo is pilot on this project, so those who know him, contact him, and those who do not know, you can ask and we will bridge. So what are the needs of the BK Green Initiative? For the phase one, if someone is very skillful in creating website, though it's already in preparation, we have 2-3 people in the list, but if someone say, I will do it, so he's welcome, or he or she is welcome, and BK Environmental Initiative, if the title is okay for everybody, that's very fine. If we have something more, something else, but in tune, that's also open. A logo, we have one or two logo designers who are thinking and preparing something. More proposals are very good also. See what we can come with. We, as I said before, to develop the content of the seminars, to train people to offer the seminars to BKs and non-BKs, and any green expert in your country in environmental question would be very much welcome to be, as we said, we have the pilot in the country, but we can have also a team of specialists who can give advice and help in piloting the project. So different levels of participation and responsibility. So these are the contacts. The main contact is Copenhagen. Then I did the other contact for the 3 other people, and Sister Maureen is overviewing, supervising the group. So as I said, this presentation will be available for all centers within 1 week or 2 weeks maximum, maybe 1 week. That's it. I hope you loved it and you'll be part of it.
So thanks so much to Brother Renaud for his in-depth presentation and so many creative ideas for all of us. So now we're going to ask Sister Mahini, who's about to arrive, and Sister Genti. They would like to come onto the stage. And Renaud, do you want to join too? And we'll continue. Sister Moini will share with us a few thoughts, and Sister Genti. Then it's open for discussion. Up until lunchtime. So if you have any questions, please feel free.
I can have these flyers circulating and try not to take more than one or two per country because there are not so many.
Om Shanti. I am not actually expert on this subject, and when I heard that I have to come and speak, so I was wondering why, but so I told Jayanti Ben that because she had been attending these conferences, maybe it's useful if she can also be part of it. But I think maybe, I'm guessing, that my name was suggested because what I felt for our organization and our image at this time, how to stay very connected with what not are the current themes, but also what are the needs and how to become an organization which is very much connected with local communities and activities which are happening, you know, all over the world. So that thought I had in my mind. And of course then from there, the idea was that every center, small or big, should do something little. You know, whatever, there were so many suggestions which were given. I just, for your entertainment, want to tell you a little thing, because I know Jayanti, when her upbringing was more in London, but I am brought up in India, and also in a very extended family. Because I think whole thing of eco-friendly also is that if you use one room or one house just for one person, and so there was this system, what we call it, extended families. Doesn't mean that we were all cluttered in one room or whatever, but it's like a little village, little colony they used to call it. And most of the families will move in, and so we were about 40 members. And in the middle there was this ground where we will play. But some of the traditions which I saw as a child, and I think that from there the respect for nature, not only taking from nature, but what can I give to the nature back, had been little bit into whatever, the way I think and try to do things, that, you know, waking up early morning. Now, there are many, many things, like importance of Amrit Vela could be spiritual. And according to the Ayurvedic, actually the best time to wake up is 4. When first consultation I had with Ayurvedic doctor, he said, what time do you wake up? I said, around 3:30. He said, 4 o'clock is the best time to wake up because that's where maximum oxygen is there in the air. And then, you know, so it was, but the way I was taught is, that where we used to live in Delhi, there was this river Yamuna, because Ganges doesn't go through Delhi. So the birds, lot of birds used to fly over our, you know, where we used to stay. So my grandfather will say that birds already had their dip in the Ganges. That means they already had their bath. And so we used to have like these pots full of grains. You know, it was a kind of, not terrace on the top, but open. Because in summer in India, we always slept in the open space. We never slept in the rooms, you know. We always had cots, and they will put the bed, and they will put these pots with different grains. So around 4:45, these parrots will come in hundreds to eat those grains. So they will say, oh, they already had breakfast, and you are still sleeping. You know, so my lesson was that these birds will come and they have to eat all this food and we are still sleeping, you know. So waking up early in the morning was my habit before coming in Gyan. And it was such beautiful way to connect with other creatures around you, in the sense of, like Baba gives example also, this, you know, cocks, they make alarm and then they sleep back, you know. So it's like, but the, around 4:45, if you really live in a village sometimes, you know, some nights we spend and you can hear all these birds and, you know, so early morning hours. But connecting with our other creation was one thing. And then also when they start cooking, I used to come from school and we will wait for our lunch, and they will, you know, when they will cook, they will put 1 or 2 chapatis in fire. So we will keep looking, when will our turn come? And after they will say, no, these are for cows, these are for dogs, these are for this. And so about 20 chapatis they will just keep for whosoever depends on the earning members, no? Like within that there were some cows, some dogs. They were all kind of belonging to that neighborhood. And then we will get our, you know. So I used to say, why they have to put in fire? I'm not saying, now it's seen as ritual. But they always, in some way or other, always felt that if nature provides you, you must, you know, in some way. But then it became ritual, or some people call it worshipping. But I always realized that they wanted to make us feel that everything what serves you, in some way, you have to serve in a particular way. And many, many other traditions. But now when I think of all that, you know, connectedness with the nature is very important, because body is sustained by the nature, isn't it? So what we give back to the nature, like one, as we talk a lot on etiquette and manners. So how I was taught, you must have seen that even I am, you know, my size and all that is overweight, but my grandfather said, why you are hurting earth when you are walking, you know, like this? So how can I hurt earth? No, you have to walk gently. Because later on they will say, because that's how the girl's etiquette is, that women should walk in a very, very dignified way. No, they're connecting with the earth and then say, what are you doing for the earth? I said, what can I do for earth? They say, earth provides you so much. Say, good actions are very important because that's the seed you sow for the earth so that earth can also keep giving. So, like I am brought up with that kind of always connecting with other creatures, connecting with the nature and some of the things. Why I'm bringing up that respect to the nature is very, very important. And now, whether it's because of greed or because of some kind of violence, but even greed, you know, like you eat, many of you know that heart of the palm. It's very tasty, you know, many of you know. You don't eat in salad, that white stuff. You know, takes so many years, 12 years or something to grow that tree. 12 months or maybe 12 weeks or whatever. And then when you cut the whole tree, you get little heart from there. So they say, well, that's only because of your taste, but you're destroying a tree. You know, and the wastage of any kind, like filter water. Now, filter water to waste is, or any kind of water. Or they say processed, you know, let's say you have salt. So we were told that if you throw salt, God will blind you, you know, put bandage on your eyes and will ask you to pick every grain. Even for food, we were told that if it goes in dustbin, then God one day will say that, look, this is what you do, now you will starve. So we were always told in a way so that we don't waste anything, we don't take extra food. Until now, it's very difficult for me to even throw anything in garbage because I immediately say no. Because there is someone who is starving in the world, or there is someone who is not getting filtered water, and it's someone's share I'm using. Like someone asked Mahatma Gandhi that why you wear such a short cloth, you know, why can't you have longer? And he said, I only want to use which is my share. Because if I use more, I'm depriving someone. So this way of sharing deeply or simplicity of life. So when we are simple, we're not taking anyone's share. Or we're not taking anyone's food. We're not using anyone's... But this is like a moral thing behind that there shouldn't be waste, but also always remind yourself that we are privileged to get filtered water. You know, if you look at the UN figures, sometimes that when 1/3 population is under, you know, poverty, they don't get food. So many countries don't have filtered water. And if we have it, like while washing dishes, I always tell sisters, why you have a running tap all the time? This is faster. So, but how much water is being wasted? No, so we bring in some of the lifestyles also. That when you are simple, you are focused, you're not wasting anything. This is just, I think, could be on consciousness level or moral. But I'm also very interested that every center we can do something which looks like eco-friendly. You know, like since we know that everything which you use should be, especially paperwares, you know. Now we always compare that which is cheaper. So a lot of people use steel. No, we take from Madhuban and we wash them. And then we have, now a lot of people use corniware because corniware is easier to wash. And so one time we looked at that, of course there is recycling. In the sense if you start using paperware like in our retreats, then it will be a lot of that, a lot of garbage and a lot of things. And but if you look at the cost, by the time you use the soap or you have washing machine and by the time actually paperware works out cheaper than using everything. And sometimes when we have two retreats, you need a lot of people and all that, so we use a lot of that. But we remember that which kind can be recycled, you know. Or, you know, one of the thing which we do a lot now in Peace Village is sprouting. And recently they tried one sprout which was very good, was sunflower. I don't know, any one of you have eaten. So they gave me 5, 6. I said, so tasty. And now they grow sunflower. It becomes this big sprout. And little seed on that. And it's so tasty. I'm just saying it. So this is one way that little food, it becomes large in quantity. When there is disaster, you might not have heating, you might not have, you know, a lot of food. But actually it's a very healthy. So we have started in basement there, variety of... And they grow so big, you know what I'm saying? Here you see in the morning they give you sprout. It hasn't sprouted really. So when I was sharing this in our committee, international committee, something came up that it should become four times bigger actually. So they didn't know that you have to keep for 2-3 days. They thought one night, soak it, next morning you have to eat it. So no, it hasn't sprouted. So because the quantity can become four times. When I was listening to Renu, I was really thinking that all of us, you know, whether increasing, mobilizing the awareness, should do workshops, but also if we are participating, not in conference, of course, to present and, you know, whatever way to be there to know people or networking. But before that, I was thinking we all should take to some things, not only on an educational level, but also at center. Like there was one time, kitchen garden. You know, even you have a little space, you can grow chilies, you can grow some very little things can be like in New Jersey. You know, amount of vegetables they grow, you know, their squash is longer than this table. You know, and in a very natural way, 2-3 brothers comes. And some mothers really like to do that. And they have created a very beautiful, we cannot do much. We do it during summer in Peace Village, our lettuce and, you know, our tomatoes and very beautiful. But because our weather there, plus we have a lot of problem with the deers, but they love to come, so we have to kind of close it, make like a summer house, you know, and grow there. But I think that whatever way, planting trees or a little bit beautiful garden and some vegetables and some kind of these things can be done. And of course, if we are at a bigger level, like we thinking of substitute of energy, you know, solar energy. But because if you are in winter, even the sun is very bright, but it's not, you know, it doesn't generate that much. But we are also in process of kind of looking into how we can use different kinds of, you know, source of energy. So I think it's the need because of we can serve through this way. It's need because that time will come. It will be very useful because time is changing, and when time is changing, we all have to see that it's not just survival, but survival in the best way. And that is where, of course, one is vegetarian. But our vegetarian sometimes, because it's so cooked food, and I say, you know, somebody was telling me, y'all are vegetarian, we don't know what kind of, in the sense everything is so cooked by the time there are no vegetables left there. So, you know, so we also now consider it nature cure, like, you know, less cooked in the beginning, salads, and then of course there is cooked food also. So I think my interest is that to see that we as organization should start doing something in a small way, big way, and then it becomes like our nature. And I think that that can be seen in a, and it grows, and then what Renu is saying, that we can be role model for either your neighborhood or for other organizations or other NGOs. But at this time, really, we are not at that stage, you know, but I think we can grow. And my feeling is a very interesting thing, because there was a time I water every evening grass or plants or somewhere I will, if I don't hold a hose and go around and water, which I have done my whole life, I don't feel comfortable because I like to be very close to, through my feet and hands, with the nature, you know, or I go and kind of sort of flowers from the tree. So this the inclination towards the nature in some way or other, I think, could also be seen as more that friendship we have, respect we have for the nature.
Thank you so much, Moini Ben. She was just sharing her enjoyment of gardening and so on. I was just wondering, how many of you do enjoy pottering in the garden with plants and things? Look at that. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, she wants to know, do you actually do it? Who actually does some gardening at the center? Really, so many, it's great. So, Jenti Ben, could we hear from you?
Moini Ben gave you a very comprehensive picture of the days of India when it was different. And I just want to point out that when people ask you, well, what are you doing for the environment? And you scratch your head and you think, well, I'm still using a car. I'm not using a bicycle. I'm not stopping my plane journeys. I'm carrying on with that also. So what am I doing for the environment? But in fact, the fact that you're vegetarian is one of the biggest contributors to climate change positively. Why? Because it's been found that the excretion from the cattle and the animals that are being fed and eaten, it's that excretion that contributes in a very, very large way to the methane that's been released. And that's actually more of a pollution, more polluter than cars. Now, can you imagine? If people across the world became vegetarian, there would be a very dramatic change within the climate very, very quickly. And so, yes, we are friendly to the environment. Non-violence and spiritual factors for vegetarian diet are obviously very important. But it's also something which is a major contribution to the climate. So that was a very major factor that I wanted to point out. That also includes the whole aspect of water. They say that probably, well, whenever, whatever happens, the wars that are fought on earth over land, now it's not going to be wars over land, it's going to be wars over water. Because the amount of fresh water that reserves that the earth has, that's dwindling, and dwindling very, very rapidly. And so countries fight over water. Well, the amount of water it takes for 1 ton of food, vegetarian, it takes 8 times the amount of water for 1 ton of meat. And so there's a difference of a ratio of 1 to 8 in terms of just water. And so definitely our contribution to the world in terms of vegetarian diet is a very major thing. And I've just quoted you one statistic, but there's a lot of information available if you're interested and want to look at the subject further and explore it. So that's one aspect of vegetarianism. The second thing is a little bit what Moiniben was raising in terms of what is it that we can do at our center? Well, can we recycle things? And you'll find that probably there's a lot that can be recycled, but also more and more countries now have legislation about recycling. I think Germany was one of the first countries that had very specific recycling systems and laws and protocols, but the UK also over the last few years, now it's actually a very specific system that you have to observe. But whether your country expects you to do that or not, what is it that you think about recycling and what is it that you can do in terms of recycling? That would be important. And the two things of a spiritual context that Moiniben mentioned, I just want to underline. Simplicity. To what extent can I simplify? Just see. Just look at what's happening through a day, a week, and in what way can I simplify? And secondly, respect. And we know it's inside out, so lack of respect for the self, so lack of respect for the environment, and we see the condition that is in today. And Baba's teaching, respect for the self, then there's going to be respect for all forms of life also. And just as we have yoga for the world, for peace in the world, definitely yoga to be able to heal the planet, even a few minutes every day to send out good vibrations to nature. And it's not only to restore nature to its beautiful condition of the golden age, but even in karmic levels, if I take care of nature today by sending out healing vibrations, as we come to the end scenes, nature is going to care for me and take care of me also. So important to remember that.
Thank you, Gentleman. Did you know that your RCs were greenies at heart? Did you know that? you've just heard from them both that it's actually a lovely message. We have some time for questions, so please feel free. And I think we have some roving microphones. So anything to do with Renaud's presentation, the Climate Change Conference, anything to do with the attitudes that Moiniben and even practical things Gentiben have mentioned to do in our centres, or you have any suggestions yourself, we'd love to hear them. So who would like to ask something? So Phil, you can start, because Ramon, could you please help, or Bill? She will need help with translation. It's okay, Phil, you can stay where you are.
Philip, UK. I grow all our own vegetables at our Lockick home in Romford, UK, and fruit as well. If, in fact, you don't overcook vegetables, you retain more of the vitamins and proteins. It's the overcooking where you lose all the goodness. Thank you.
Thank you, Phil. Does anyone want to comment, or fairly straightforward?
Quería consultar al hermano Renaud qué hacer con las pilas, porque por lo menos en mi país en determinados momentos habían lugares específicos donde se podían estar llevando, que ahora ya no existen. Por lo menos yo trato de guardarlas en una caja, pero la verdad no sé qué hacer.
She would like to ask the brother Renaud what to do with batteries, because in Argentina used to be a specific place to drop the batteries that off. So, but it's not anymore there. So what she used to do is to keep the batteries in a box if there is no specific place for drop off.
Gracias.
Om Shanti, yes. So you have to go to the... You're from Argentina? You have to go to the government of Argentina and ask for them to take this over. Because if it's a national policy, we maybe there are organizations in Argentina who are also aware of this question and problem, and maybe that can be a way to contact some other organizations and create a link with them. But there's no real answer to this question from my side. It's whenever it's possible in any country where we can prevent such wastage, then we should avoid. I mean, we should do it. Otherwise.
Piero
from Italy. First of all, I was very appreciative on the comments that were made on how to bring this awareness in within us and the Brahmin family and within the body, so the food and all that. I think it's, you know, we can leap into a huge new arena where the cooking, the intake of sugar, I mean, all the things that are so lovely and part of our family habits are really, you know, they can be seen also in another aspect. And so I think there is a lot of work to do in that respect. But another question I have is if we should have an official stand in a way to our concern, because we can be so concerned for the environment, and actually I'm very much into that kind of concern. But if we take, you know, our knowledge and the idea that anyhow it's all going to end, no matter how much green we can become and how much effort we can do in that field, if someone outside sort of comes into the understanding of our basic knowledge, what should be our position in that respect?
I think we are not yet very known for this topic, as far as I know. I don't think, but my feeling is that, of course, I think that we can create a very simple kind of statement or a program which all centers try to follow it. But, you know, I feel that we are in a very initial stage on that. And as we are on the initial stage, if we all can make some effort, come up with something, those who have more practical knowledge, and then based on that, when some people come, but as I said, we have to accept that no, we are not doing it. You know, and I don't mind saying, but that's awareness has grown, and now we want to start doing something, so.
The other thing that I'm very aware of is that you don't plan for destruction, you plan for construction. And the preparation is always for construction. And so what I'm doing today, whether it's in terms of peace, creating peace within myself, I'm creating that awareness of contentment so that I can have a very simple life without many needs that's going to be eco-friendly. But I'm creating contentment within myself with which I'm going to be able to live a life that's different here, that's not so demanding, not so much dependent on consumerism. And then thirdly, the aspect of respect and non-violence, four things. Spirituality is teaching me to develop all of these qualities within the soul today, and all of these are contributions to the environment in a very practical way. And so my preparation is for Satyug, but my preparation today is also helping me at this time. So I won't say I mustn't plant a tree because in X years it's going to finish anyway. But if I've planted a tree and I've inspired others also to do some good karma in that way, and even if that tree grows for a year and it's able to give a little bit more oxygen, maybe it grows for 20 years, I don't know. But it's going to be a contribution to the world. And so we would always support anything of that nature. We wouldn't contradict it.
Thank you very much. Would anyone else like to ask something? Please feel free. Any other questions? Connie, you'll need a microphone.
Sorry. There's a nice slogan by Albert Schweitzer. He said, if the world ends tomorrow, I plant an apple tree today. Might help.
Did you hear that? There's a slogan by Albert Schweitzer, where he said that if the world ends tomorrow, I plan to plant a tree today. An apple tree.
Recently I was introduced to recycling. Usually when you compost vegetable waste and fruit waste, it produces methane, which is not environmentally friendly. But they introduced me to a concept of using 1 kilo of jaggery to 3 kilos of vegetable waste and 10 liters of water, and you put it into the container and seal it for 3 months. And in that process you have anaerobic and aerobic reactions, and they produce ozone, which is friendly to the environment. And the liquid is called enzyme, which can be used as fertilizers, it can be used as an insecticide, it can also be a detergent for cleaning your floor, and the waste can be put into the ground and it becomes fertilizer.
Thank you very much.
And Jyoti Bhai, have you done it? Jyoti Bhai, have you done it? Have you tried it? You have. At the center. Oh, well done.
I would add something. You know, there are very simple things that you can do, and three suggestions. One is that line I mentioned before at the bottom of your email. This is free, this is costless, and you recommend people you write to email not to print, not to use paper. It's very simple, basic, but it's valuable. Second thing, think about your budget, but you can use recycled paper for all your printings. And I don't know if the cost difference may be different in every country. In France, it's less than 5% difference, whether we use recycled paper or white bleached paper. So this is another thing. Another suggestion, check in your country. It's possible to subscribe to green energy electricity. You will pay again a little bit more,
But see, according to your budget, according to your possibility, and the money you pay for electricity instead of going to the nuclear plants or the fuel plants will go to the renewable energy for electricity. These are different things you can think about, and as many centers can go in that direction, that's most welcome and very good. But of course, this is for you to decide. And you can provide a lot of such informations and suggestions for everybody. And regarding the vegetarianism Sister Jayanti mentioned, there will be a presentation on this subject in the website we are preparing. Brother Ken has worked on the subject, and he will give us his presentations.
Carolyn.
I just wanted to ask Sister Jayanti, she mentioned about the water, using 8 times more water to for animals as to plants. And I'd like to use that as a quote, but if someone asks me why 8 times, I'm not sure I could answer it.
It's because from the initial feed that's given to the animal, you need the water first to grow the feed, and then you process that, and then that goes to the animal, and then the animal needs water itself, and then it's processed further. And so if you see step by step along the way, it's a statistic that's pretty reliable. You'll find it quoted in many, many different places. So it's 1-8 ratio.
And I think as Renaud was just saying, Ken a few years ago had to do a presentation, I think, in the South American Vegetarian Society's conference. So he did a lot of research on this material. So there's lots of interesting information like that. And Renaud said that that will be up on the website at some point.
And there will be web links also for you to research. Most of them might be in English, except if Spanish-speaking people or whatever your language, you provide us with the web links, they will be proposed on the website. I would I may add a little detail also. As you have heard, I haven't mentioned the word global warming or anything to do with the science, because there is a mainstream, which is the official voice, which has been... When we heard about environment in early days, we would speak about pollution. And then we started to speak about respecting the environment. And there were different steps, and then we came to global warming. But as a matter of fact, some places there were a kind of global cooling or local cooling. And now we speak about global climate change. So in our position, I would suggest to remain rather neutral with all these questions and be more into respect of the environment, because the fact, the real fact, the thing we are sure is that there's a lot of pollution damaging Mother Earth. And this is our position, to be very friendly with water, with the five elements, and not to expand too much into other themes, scientific things, you know, because whoever pay for the scientific research, whoever funds the scientific research also ask for the results. So there is a stream which challenges the mainstream since a short time, so we don't know who is right, who is wrong, and that's not really our concern.
So thank you very much, Brother Renaud, Sister Mohini, Sister Jayanti. Shall we express our appreciation of their input? Thank you. And just a few small items before we wind up. Brother Tim would like to perform a little sketch at some point and needs some 6 brothers and sisters to help him. Tim, do you want to stand up? So straight afterwards, if you can just go and see Tim, if you're willing to help him in a little just skit for a couple of minutes. This evening, we will meet here at 5 o'clock, and a very interesting topic this evening, which actually came out of your input, which is exploring the subtle aspects of the law of karma and Srimat. We'll just have 2 minutes of meditation. We'll see you at 5 p.m. Thank you.